Open Language 英语，
潘吉这里告诉你。
大家好，今天我们的节目呢要讲讲开会的礼仪。
Okay, so we're talking about meeting etiquette, right?
对，那中国人特别喜欢开会啊。然后有的时候这个会those meetings are not very necessary.
Yeah, too long.
嗯，这样觉得也很长，是吧？嗯。那我们今天讲几个很简单的 meeting etiquette, 这个会议礼仪都是会帮你，我觉得特别是 if you're working at a multinational company, 在这种外企工作学会这些礼仪是很重要的。
Yeah, your managers will expect some things from you at the meeting.
嗯，好，那我们先来说说哈，不同种类的 different types of meetings. 有一些是比较 special 的，对吧？然后 maybe you're launching a new product, 或者你有什么 strategy, 然后 you call a meeting. 所以就是要开一个会，召集一个会议，我们是说 call a meeting.
Right, so usually only certain people in a company can call a meeting, right?
对，如果你是那种很小咖的 you don't have the right to call a meeting.
Yeah, don't call a meeting on your first day at work if you're just a regular employee.
好，那有一些会呢，它就是比较我们说的例会，对吧？比如每天会有的或者每周会有的。
So, right, so we say weekly meeting, daily meeting.
嗯，对，然后还有一种 meeting 呢，是大家都要站着的。
Oh yeah, so we say stand-up meeting or standing meeting?
这种 meeting 在中国我觉得比较少，可能中国的企业。
I know that in Shanghai, Apple, the Apple store, they use those meetings.
And why do they make everyone stand up?
Because it's quicker. Like if everyone is standing, no one will talk too much.
对，这样废话就会比较少，对吧？ Mm-hmm. 所以你就 get to the point.、
Right.
然后还有一些这种 technology companies, 科技公司，他们的 meeting 就叫做 scrum。
Oh, right. Yeah, that's a little different.
对，他们就是可能讲一下自己在做的这个 project 跟技术有关的，有 daily scrum, weekly scrum.
Right, right.
嗯，好，那接下来呢，我们说一说，就是 before, during, and after the meeting, 你应该做一些什么事情啊。So, before the meeting, of course, you need to prepare, 对吗？
Right, some meetings you have to prepare for, some you don't, but if you have to prepare, you better do it.
嗯，那最主要我觉得这个 prep work, 前期的准备，特别是 if you're the one calling a meeting, then you should have an agenda.
Right, you definitely need an agenda. Often you have a presentation or some handouts
对的
for the attendees of the meeting.
然后 agenda 最好就是开会之前你先发给所有的 attendees。
Right, often we send out the agenda ahead of time by email.
对，这样大家至少就是会有个准备说啊，我们会讲这些东西，会 cover 这些，对吧？
Right, and if you call a meeting, then you have to send out the agenda, but also make sure you don't invite people that don't need to come to the meeting.
对，这也很重要啊。所以 agenda 就是一个会议的一个安排，一个议程。对吧
？Right.
好，那接下来真正开会了 ，you're actually in the meeting. 有一点很重要的就是 ，even if you're just attending, you're not the one calling the meeting.、I think you should still bring a notebook 或者 computer, 再带个笔。你可以 take 一些 notes.
You have to look serious.
对对对。
Pay attention.
Because I've been in meetings where可能那个外国人 call meeting, 然后呢下面去的几个中国人。那有些时候因为在中国 meeting culture, we have too many unnecessary boring meetings.、
Right.
所以很多人就觉得这个 meeting, 反正我就坐着听一听对吧、他很 passive, 然后他也不带要记录的东西，他也什么都没记录。然后开完会这个外国人就觉得那我讲的这些你们都觉得很 useless, 很没用吗?
Yeah, you look like you're just relaxing.
对，就是
That's not good.
Yeah, so it's good to bring something that you can take notes with. 然后另外电话，这点也要特别注意，你的 cell phone.
Yeah, first of all, never answer your cell phone during a meeting. That's not respectful to the other people in the meeting.
Even if you're answering the phone to say, I can't talk right now, I'm in a meeting, don't do that.
Yeah.
因为确实有的时候可能你觉得这个电话比较重要或者什么，虽然在开会你也接了，你接的时候也跟他说我在开会，现在不能说话，但这个也是非常禁忌的，
right,
就觉得非常 rude 的一件事情。
Only a true emergency should require answering the phone, like your wife is having a baby or someone is dying, right?
对，反正就是最好不要去接，不要去接这个电话啊。
Right, but also before the meeting, you should have turned off your cell phone ringer.
不要让它响，对吧？
Right, but also you don't want it to be vibrating because often everyone can hear that.
因为现在那个 vibrating 的 sounds 也是很响的。
Right, so you should turn that off too.
Especially, 就是有的时候你把这个 cell phone 放在桌子上。
Yeah.
然后这个是非常 disturbing, 因为如果来电话了或者什么，它不仅在 vibrate, 在震动，它还在跳，对吧？然后每个人都看见。
对，跟响差不多。
对，所以就是最好你带电话进去，把它放在你的这个口袋里啊什么的，不要就放在桌子上。It might be very disturbing, huh?
Right.
另外还有一点就是 don't suddenly leave the meeting for bathroom breaks.
Yeah. If you're going to a meeting and it's an important meeting, your boss is there or your manager is there, plan not to leave the meeting until the end.
We're all adults. We can control that.
Yeah. I hope.
除非你有紧急的 diarrhea 之类的，那没办法啊。好，那最后会开完了 after the meeting, send a summary. 当然如果你是 call meeting, 召集这个会议的人，对吧？ It would be good if you send a meeting summary.
Yeah, don't send a summary if you're just a regular employee.
对对对，这个不用，你也不用表现得太积极，这样会有点奇怪啊。然后这个 summary 呢，就是总结一下你们 meeting 讲了什么，然后最重要的就是里面要有 action items。然后就说我们要接下来要干什么什么，然后谁负责，然后你们如果有讲到 deadline 的话，把这个 deadline 也写上去。
Yeah, what are the results of the meeting? Who is going to do what?
Yeah.
And what are the deadlines?
And of course, after that, follow up is very important to make sure that those things are actually done, they're followed through.
Of course.
好，那我们今天的节目呢，就讲了一些 very basic but fundamental 非常重要的 meeting etiquette. We hope it's useful to you. 然后最后呢，我还要讲一下，就是open language, 因为现在九月份要开学了嘛。然后如果你的学校，比如你是一个中学，你是一个大学，你们想在这个学校里面使用 open language, 我们有很优惠的这个学生学校的特价，然后一年可能就是花一两百块钱人民币一个人就可以来用 open language 学习。
Wow.
所以有如果你是一个老师对这个有兴趣的话呢，你都可以联系我们啊，可以打我们的400电话。400-012-3381, 或者到我们的 openlanguage.com 上面去找我们相关的信息。And we'll see you next time. 再见。
All right, see you guys.